Welcome to a series of daily podcasts by Viv Bennett, Director of Nursing at the Department of Health and Public Health England, as part of our week of action on helping families and giving children and young people the best start to life. In yesterday's podcast, you gave us some background to the health visiting services and the models used. Can you give us a few more details around those, please?
I can indeed. I'll go back a step and talk about need. Health visiting is part of the public health workforce, and part of the skill that's unique to health visiting is, as part of that workforce, understanding need and being able to develop solutions. So we started to talk about how health visitors would contribute to developing service using a model of need, which talked about need that you could predict. So some localities, because of a whole range of social factors, going to have a higher level of need, and we talked about that as predicted need, and that included work on preview. We then talked about assessed need, where the health visitor in her relationship with the family would assess with the family what those health needs were and work towards providing solutions. And then we talked about expressed need. Family would say, I need, I want, and how we responded to that. And we looked at a range of possibilities for the health visitor to provide or lead a service response. Services could be provided directly by the health visitor, either as single professional or in partnership with another professional or another organisation. They could be delegated to a team member, for example, nursery nurses doing fantastic pieces of work with preschool children to help with parenting. There could be signposting to community resource, or there could be referral to a more specialised service. So the backdrop against this was understanding local need and understanding how what might be the right response. In terms of the actual health visiting service response, as I said in a previous podcast, we have four levels of response, and to go through them each in turn, the Your Community was the work around building community capacity or assets-based community development, where health visitors would both understand and use resources in the community, but also develop those resources with local people where there were gaps. And some fantastic work on local estates about clean green spaces for children to play or road safety campaigns would be really good examples of that. The universal service is the service that health visitors provide to all families, and it's the way in which the country's public health programme for children, the Healthy Child Programme, gets delivered for 0 to 5s. And during the course of this programme, we've seen better coverage of the Healthy Child Programme. We've seen more contact with parents antenatally. We've seen more new birth visits within 14 days. And we've seen improvements in the coverage of the health review at 2. So universal continues to be the foundation from which a whole range of activities happen, and we've seen improvements in the delivery of that. The service we called Universal Plus was in response to parents saying when they did have a problem, they wanted to be able to get the best advice and to get it in a timely fashion. So during the course of the programme, we developed a range of tools working with health visitors to ensure that could happen. So a response to a crying baby or a toddler who won't eat or sleepless bedtime routines would be some examples of where we have advice available. And particularly, there's been a really big focus on maternal mental health. During the course of this Parliament, the real importance of early attachment has been demonstrated through the evidence even more strongly. So health visitors working with mothers to identify mothers of low mood or mothers having real mental health problems, the development of those services has been very important. Maternal mental health champions, we have nearly 400 now, and they're starting to take that work forward right across the country. And our final level was Universal Partnership Plus, and that's what is the health visitor contribution to families who are receiving services, usually from many agencies, to help with a difficulty, social or, for example, a child who's unwell or has a disability. And we worked with families and professions and supported health visitors to be able to be clear around the input into that level of service, how best to work with other partners to make sure that those families got what they'd asked for, which was a joined up service with shared assessments and shared responses that really focused on where they were in trying to deal with very difficult circumstances to improve the outcomes for their children. So that's the four main levels of service that we've used as a framework throughout this programme. Clearly, it's been for local places to adopt and adapt those to fit. In some places, the four levels are named as I've just described, and in some places, they're called something different, but pretty much they've been the model on which we've taken through developments over the last 4 years.
For more information on the Week of Action, please visit vivbennett.blog.gov.uk or follow us on Twitter at #PHPCYPWeek.